Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Amber Gill.
I'm Anna Vakili.
Hi, I'm Yuwanda Viala.
You probably remember us from the reality TV series Love Island.
But now we're in the business of dishing out reality checks.
So send us your problems
and we'll give you a reality check.
I love that.
Merry Christmas.
Guys.
It's my favourite time of the year.
Really? It's not mine.
What?
Why not?
I know. I don't know. I've never been able to get into like the Christmas spirit. Like, really.
Okay,
well, today, you're getting in the Christmas spirit.
Are we ready?
So we've got loads of questions about Christmas. And I like this one from Shamsi B. She wanted to know, when is it acceptable to put your Christmas decorations up?
So I think the 1st of December, it's got to be no earlier, no later than that.
But when do you take them down? Because obviously I'm the Grinch of Christmas, so...
Straight away.
Do you know what?
It's not way fine to decide when to put them up or when we're taking them down.
I feel like it always takes me ages to put them up, but once they're up, it takes me ages to put them down, take them down again.
Do you know what?
It's
not acceptable.
A chore, isn't it?
Do you know what? It's not acceptable putting up in October.
No,
do you know people put them up? Do you know what? Why it really annoys me? Because my birthday is in October. So I feel like people just like miss like Halloween and October, and it's like Christmas. And I'm like, wait. Like,
what about November? Last week of November, maybe?
No, I think 1st of December. That's tradition. Like, put up your Christmas tree, have a few drinks and that. And
to be fair, I just put it up when I can be bothered to put it up.
My mum last year put it up a day before Christmas. Maybe that's why I never get into the Christmas spirit. A day before Christmas.
Don't. There's no time to get into it.
Literally a day before. She's like, oh yeah, the Christmas tree.
Okay. What, Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
That's not good, though.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. 1st of December is when it should go up. And then when it comes down, I have no idea. Mid-January?
No.
I think the first after the first week of January, because like obviously the first week is like, the first day is like New Year's, and then you're still
January.
In the vibe.
Second of January.
Second.
Yeah, New
Year. I thought I was Grinch.
Come down straight away. No, that's too soon.
Maybe a week. I think
that's
a week.
Too soon, yeah.
Because everyone's still in the Christmas, you know, feels and people, like the
and
kids
still
are still
just
away.
Trying to get over all that eating and drinking and stuff. Like, it takes a while to get over it.
No, second, I'll put them up early, get them down on the second.
Do you have like a real Christmas tree or like the artificial ones?
Artificial, can't be dealing with all the pines on the floor, you know.
And you can keep the artificial ones for
years and years and years.
I want a pink Christmas tree.
Why?
Because I want one. Can I get one?
You can, but it doesn't look pretty.
No.
Because the whole point of Christmas is like green and red and.
I want pink.
No, pink's cute.
Let's do another question.
Right.
They said they dislike their
family
and don't want to do Christmas with them. What do you say?
They don't get on with their boyfriends or girlfriends.
Family members.
Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it happens.
Really?
Majority of the time.
The mother of the man.
Of the especially if they don't have any other siblings. Oh my God, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So how did you cope?
I just don't get on with my partner's, like, mums ever.
Really?
I feel like they're always so protective over their sons and, like, they're just never... accepting towards
they're not accepting you, but over Christmas I don't have to spend time with, because I've got my own friends and family that I want to spend time with, so I just
but maybe this person wants to like actually be involved more and make an effort,
and I feel like maybe because I mean we're not married and stuff, but you know when people have been in like long-term relationships, they do that whole like get together for Christmas. So it's like a whole different ball game. But I can imagine it being annoying, but I feel like if there's not a proper reason why they don't like their partner's family, then they just need to like...
grin and bear it.
Yeah, literally.
What is a proper reason?
Because you have to compromise when you're in a relationship. You do. Like, there might be things that you don't like, but you have to just put up with it because of your other half.
If it's like a little annoyance, like they talk too much or something like that, then you just need to be a bit more relaxed about it.
What if she likes them, but they don't like her?
So that's the thing.
This is the issue that I normally have.
What do you mean you like them but they don't like you?
Well, I just feel no, like I don't love, like
they
just don't
accepting.
They're just not accepting. But it's hard. But I mean, you need to speak to your partner about it first, though, to see what they think, because, you know, sometimes you overreact about things, don't you?
I think, but then if that family of your partner has done something to you which is big enough for you to not go, then don't go. Like, at the end of the day, you have to, like, love yourself as well and look after
yourself. That would stress me out. Like, I don't know if I can be with someone if their family aren't, like, accepting of the situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, accepting, like, by drugs, they can drop hints. They're going to be a bit, like, not that nice.
Yeah.
But, like, unless they've done something serious, like, to proper upset you, I think you're just going to put up with it for a day. You just have to put up with it.
One day of the year. Yeah. Put up with it and then it's over and done with.
I know, but that's supposed to be what? Is that not supposed to be the best time of the year? Is that what they say?
Most
Christmas
wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. But, I mean, the rest of the year, you've got your partner that treats you so great. So, like, it's something small you can do.
Yeah.
A small sacrifice.
Maybe for them.
Yeah, maybe you can have, like, a little code word with your partner to kind of get you out of a situation if you're in it.
Like what?
Like what?
Like, let's say they're sitting down at the, like, having crisps or whatever. I always eat loads of crisps on Christmas. And then, the mum of your boyfriend is, like, being mean or saying something you don't like. You can just maybe have, like, a code word, like, let's go feed the fishes.
Fishes?
What fish?
What if they don't have fish?
Well, what if there's no fish? Example, guys. And then he'd know straight away that you're getting annoyed and then you'd go and feed the fishes.
What if the man was like, you don't have fishes? What if she actually just said?
It's an example.
She was just using it. I would just do eye contact. I think we're very good at that.
We're good at that.
We are so good at that. Just go.
We just literally look at each other and we can talk to each other through our eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But imagine like the mum catches you guys, like. But yeah, code word, communication.
Eye contact.
Yeah, and things like that, and just get through it. Okay, look, Sarah Goodman and loads of other people have asked this question. So in your personal opinion, how much would you spend on a partner of 5 years? So I can see other people have said like 3 months, 5 months, so different times.
Do you know what? Like, after being in a relationship for 5 years, you start to get more like sentimental.
Yeah.
But like what you get. Because there is a lot of occasions, it's like anniversary, there's birthdays, there's Christmas, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So like I feel like after 5 years.
So it's the thought that counts.
What are you saying?
She's saying it's the thought that counts.
After 5 years, it's the thought that counts. I mean, it's always the thought that counts. But it's not exactly what I asked for. Are you trying to say that they get comfortable after 5 years and don't get gifts?
I mean, if you got a Chanel bag for what? Say your birthday was in January.
Right.
And then Valentine's Day, you got what? Louis?
Yeah.
And then there's Gucci. And then there's Christian Dior. And then there's plenty other ones that you can go.
I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you were going with that, babe.
More than just Chanel.
All I'm saying is if you're getting Louis V and Gucci in the first year, you better not drop it down to like a photo album on the fifth year. Unless you've got some serious financial problems. That's fine, I understand. But if you don't, then I expect
keep that energy
all the way through.
Until the end.
But sometimes, you know, I feel like it's nice getting, like, obviously not all the time.
It is, but not if you're nice. Like after five, you're saying that after 5 years, it drops to sentimental things. Like if you want to be sentimental, be that from the beginning.
No, but what, like a photo album?
Not
you can put the full album inside the Chanel bag, then I can enjoy the Chanel bag, and I'll go, oh, that was really cute full album, but I still got the Chanel bag. Do you know what I mean?
Not a big gift.
I don't know. But do you ever see those things on Twitter where it's like, the first like picture we took when we went on our first date, and they make like,
I used to do that when I was 16. I'm not like that.
I know, but like, do you not find that
my
really
boyfriends
cute?
When I was 16, we used to do that for each other.
Oh, but I'd love that.
Yeah,
it's a nice present.
I mean, look, I think it really depends, okay, on your man's wages here, okay? Because we ain't expecting a man that's not making that much money to be getting the Gucci bag. I mean, like,
that's fair.
No one's expecting that, okay? So, but if you're making loads of money and you're not, and you're not being generous here, then that's, I'm not cool with that.
You don't have to get the bag, just the belt. The belt will do.
Right, so after 5 years, what would you expect?
It depends on, I think it depends on your financial status, number one. If someone's not making that much money, I wouldn't expect it from them. But if you are, then I would. But I think that's the main thing.
It's different if you've got like a house to go and stuff like that as well, though, isn't
it? Yeah, but that's
like,
what I'm thinking.
If you've got like After 5 years, mm-hmm. presuming that they, like, moved in together and stuff. It's not this.
Yeah. Same, so the answer to that question, I'd say it's to that person, how much should I spend? However much you feel comfortable that you can spend.
Yeah, exactly. Without, like, breaking the bank.
And that should be enough.
Yeah.
Joking of a Chanel bag aside.
But do it from your heart. I think that's the main thing. And let it be a selfless gift, because my ex-boyfriend, was every gift that he got me was always all about him. It was really annoying.
What do you mean?
Okay, so basically, once I was like, oh, I want this bag.
Anger. Yeah, because this is really important, right?
The fingers are coming out again.
The gifts have to be selfless, okay? Because I was like, I want this bag, and he'd book a trip because he wanted to go on that trip, right? Or he'd book Yeah, but I didn't want to go on that trip because we'd just been on a trip. And I was like, I don't want to go on this trip because I want this. And then he wanted to go on that trip because he told me he wanted to go on that trip. Or he'd buy me lingerie for my birthday. Like, that's your gift, really.
That's not my gift, babe. That's your gift.
Do you know? Like, every gift he got me, I started clocking it after a while. I was like, shit, every gift that he's getting me was for him.
That's a gift for you.
Oh, God.
So you think sentimental, though, don't you?
Like, I don't know. I think it is nice getting nice things, but I would like, sentimental, like, I'm such a sentimental person. I still have my cards from, like, my 16th birthday.
Aww.
I keep stuff like that because, like, you can only be 16 once. You can only ever get that card once. Like, I have, like, cards. I have, like, jewelry that I got from, like, friends. I just have a lot of shit. I think I'm just a hoarder.
I know you're a hoarder. Yeah. Like a memory box.
Yeah.
I stopped filling up my memory box at the age of 21.
But it's not even a box.
Started getting a bit over the top.
Wardrobe.
You know, you're 21, right?
22.
Are you?
How dare you?
Wow. Baby's growing. Baby's growing. And you're
20.
You're asking me
24.
How old I am.
24, right? Mm-hmm. Best believe when you get to my age, you're not going to keep collecting stuff because the box is overflowing.
I know, shit. Like, is it all ancient? Like, you, like, a couple of years older than him, which is like, at my age, you know, you'll not be like this. She does it all the time. And, like, you're not that much older than me.
Guys, let's say we were still in the villa. What would we get?
Bag of coal?
A bag of coal? Why a bag of coal?
I don't know.
That's a bag of coal?
Just sounds like a bad gift, doesn't it?
No, I would definitely get some of the girls in the villa a book on girl code.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry, but I would.
Our book on girl code. That's coming out soon.
What else?
The other people.
Common fucking sense. Yeah, bit of that.
Like gifts that we could actually give them.
You could buy, I'm sure, if there's no book on girl code, we could write one and definitely give that as a gift.
Common sense for dummies, do you think that's a good?
Yeah, sick. I love that.
I mean, I feel like if there was a book on how to deal with fuckboys, it would have been great in there.
I know. That sent that to everyone. Everybody needs to know that. Everybody needs to know that.
What else? What would we get them? I would get Amy tickets to the musical.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Amy tickets to Broadway or something like that. She'd love that. Wouldn't she?
I'd get Belle a little handheld mirror because she's
obsessed with that. Mirror,
that. What would you get me, guys?
Something designer, oh God forbid.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it's not designer, then may as well just not get the gift at all.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think. What would you get Michael?
What would I get Michael? I don't know.
I get him pineapple juice.
Oh, why?
Because he's obsessed.
Oh. For Christmas?
Yeah.
Pineapple's got other benefits as well.
That is not for this one. This is Christmas. Don't take it there.
Okay, fine.
What would you get, Michael? What would I don't know. I don't even know him anymore. What even happened?
You wouldn't get him anything.
I wouldn't get him anything. Yeah. No, but you're asking if I was to get him something, what would it be? Something not nice that he wouldn't like.
Yeah.
But I don't know what. I'd have to think
what
about it.
Like?
Or you could...
Something,
you know,
really carby.
You know what you can get? You can get glitter posted to people's doors.
And can
it
you?
Just explodes on the door, so they have to clean it up. So it's not nasty, but it's just like an annoyance, isn't it, to clean it up? Something like that. I feel like he would find that funny, though. Like, he wouldn't expect anything less.
He'd be pissed off, and then he'd find it funny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Should we do one more question?
Yeah.
Okay. Paulie_86, and she says, single this Xmas again. Any possible affirmations I should have handy for the festivities?
See, I'm the worst to give affirmations because I've been single every single Christmas, and now I don't even want affirmations. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I know, but like, you've got your friends and family. I think that should be one. Like, I'm with my friends and family. I'm having a good time. Everybody's together. They're celebrating. It's a good time.
Every mm-hmm. year.
No one's got the power.
Say it year after year. It happens the same way every year. What's the difference when you're not single? You're not with your family, you're not with your friends. Like,
mm-hmm. No one's got the power to turn your world upside down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What was
Come on, negative Nancy. What's your let's say some affirmations.
What was Mandy saying? She says, Merry Christmas, I can be a ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. All the way or something like that. Yeah, you can eat what you want.
You can,
do what you want. You can see whoever you want. You don't have to go at your partner's house.
You can kiss who you want under the mistletoe.
Have you ever done that?
What?
Kiss someone under the mistletoe?
No, I've always imagined it, but it's just never happened to me.
At your big age as well.
I've imagined it all my life, all right? I've imagined it all my life. It's just never happened.
No, it's never happened. No, I think I would just die at the thought. Like,
I know, but like...
I wouldn't like it.
Why?
It's I don't know.
No, I wouldn't like that.
Imagine it's a guy that you haven't kissed before and, like, it's got that whole lead up and then he pulls out a mistletoe.
You watch way too much Disney.
Right, but we're talking about affirmations for a single person.
Yeah, well, that's a single person. Kissing someone for the first time. Have loads of fun. Kiss loads of guys.
Affirmation.
Take mistletoe. Guys, get loads of different gifts from all the different guys.
Those are not affirmations.
Here we go.
Okay, fine. What else?
Christmas affirmations by being single.
You haven't even said anything.
Not having to go to their your boyfriend's
house. Because I'm miserable.
Not having to go
Are not miserable. Don't say that.
Miserable.
No, you're not.
Alone again for Christmas.
You're not alone, though.
Oh, yeah, I have you too. Yeah.
You couldn't... are you saying it like that? God, you are not alone for Christmas. Nobody's alone for Christmas. You're with us.
Yeah.
What more could you wish for?
Exactly.
She's so...
She's like, exactly. She doesn't believe it.
No, but do you know what? There's nothing wrong with being single.
No, there's not. I feel like there's this whole thing, like this whole stigma against it. Like being single is like the worst, or you're not.
Yeah.
You're not doing well in life because you're single. Nobody wants you. But like, I just think.
There's a lot of power in being single.
There's so much power in being single.
Mm-hmm. So much. You can do what you want, when you want, whenever you want.
Merry Christmas.
You really
do stuff.
That's the affirmation right there.
Yeah.
I suppose
it's the truth. And no one's got the power to control you or turn your world upside down. That's what one thing I love about being single. Like, because guys can, in a click, turn your world upside down whenever they feel like it. And having that power in you to know that no one can do that
Nobody's gonna
is
make
a great
you cry.
Feeling.
Nobody's going to make you cry on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You see, look at that.
Do you know why I hate Christmas so much? The one boyfriend I had when I was so young, I had to break up with him on Christmas Day.
Why did you have to break up with him on Christmas Day?
Because I hacked into his Facebook, right? And
on
it turns out, I know, it's psychotic.
You did
you
what?
You definitely bored that Christmas.
Hacked
on Christmas Day, you hacked into his Facebook, mm-hmm. right? And?
And I read all his messages. So what you have to do is read his messages with the lads, not with girls, because that's where
100% I agree. All my juicy messages are with my girls.
Yeah. Turns out it was cheating, so I actually had to bring him up and be like, I'm so sorry to do this, but he's cheated on us.
Did you not have waited?
What?
Well, now she's miserable every Christmas Day. And being miserable on Boxing Day instead of Christmas Day.
No, because I didn't want to be miserable on my own, so I had to be miserable with him. So I had to tell
okay.
him, fuck you up, now fuck you up as well.
So I'm bringing you down with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm miserable, you...
Because you brought me down, so I have to bring you down as well. Are you serious? No fucking way.
But now, that was 8 years ago, so...
I know.
Christmas is great. Even the Grinch.
Look, Christmas is all about, it's not about man's, it's about food and movies and family and
friends and wine and more food and gifts, Gifts?
I never get gifts. Maybe this is why I hate Christmas.
Wow. I feel bad, maybe we should have brought a gift for her. Sorry.
Yeah. So,
should have probably brought a gift for you.
Yeah.
You don't get any?
No, and if I do, they're real shit. My mom got me a hairdryer one Christmas, a hair fucking dryer. Can you imagine?
What's wrong with that? Like, I got a hairdryer last Christmas, I loved it.
That was the only thing I got, a hairdryer.
Look, it's the thought that counts, guys.
I know, you just said the thought.
I love that. Yeah, sentimental.
I would have actually rather
this is sentimental here.
A fucking hair dryer.
That's not sentimental. That's
just caring about your hair, like, the hell?
I don't even use
that's
a hair dryer.
That's hair care.
I don't even use a hair dryer.
Hair care.
So what? Okay, so you want a sentimental gift, from you, so, and then you're moaning about a hairdryer. What do you want?
A hairdryer is
okay.
Not
right. What did you want? Your mom? I bet you, if your mum gave you a photo album, you wouldn't have been happy. You'd have been fuming.
Yeah, but that's different. I have loads of pictures already of me and my mum. So why would I want more?
Okay, but it's all right from a man, but not from your mum. Mum's before man's
here. There's loads of them already.
Let's go. Okay, guys, I think that's enough. Let's go watch Home Alone. It's like the perfect Christmas movie. But anyone that got a new phone for Christmas, don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review.
And you can find me, Amber, at Amber Rose Gill on Instagram.
And me, Anna, at Anna Bikili _ on Instagram.
You can find me on Iwande _Biala on Instagram.
By the way, if you need help being happy and single, there's loads of books and resources on websites like alonement.com.
If your family's going through a separation and you're having a really tough time, there's loads of help and support online at sortingoutseparation.org.uk.
Join us next week for another episode of Reality Check. This show is produced by Yahoo UK. Catch us next week for another episode of Reality Check.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year's. I'm not be over dramatic.
I like over the top. What's wrong
really?
With that?
Yeah. Maybe not over the top. Maybe she means in her relationships.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Go. Okay.
I've got someone.
Amber says it's fine. It's fine.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.